Blog Talk Radio.
Johnny Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Your boy, Teddy J, and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
Oh, man. It's been a while since I've been on this switchboard. Lord. I had to jump through a bunch of hoops, but back in this switchboard, the cardboard back up and all that. I love that. It's different. You feel... Feel much different. Nay, what's good with you? What's been up?
Nothing much. Another day, another dollar.
Yeah, yes, man. I'm excited, man. We got a lot going on today's show. It's a very jam-packed show. So much exciting news to share with y'all. Oh, man. I know we also got our lovely segments, you know, mine, which is Crickets of the Week. Nays, which is Seduction 101, and a new segment that we call House Daddy Chronicles. So, yes, all that's going on, as well as what we'll be starting our show off with here in a moment. We got a very special guest in the building, my boy Mike Fresh. So we'll be getting ready to bring him in just a moment. But before we do that, Nay, how's everything been with you?
Everything has been wonderful. Can't complain. And yourself?
For me, I'm excited. I got some news to share. I'm on some pop of my shit mode. Y'all know how I be. Nate, what do you always say? I'm not gonna say too much until the moment comes. Well, that's what I'm doing. Like, it's some stuff that's been brewing, and it's been It's been definitely in the works, but it's definitely here now. So, any announcements you want to make for us before I make some announcements I got for today?
No, go ahead.
All right, so y'all know I've been, which ironically, our guest today has been to said spot. So at King Tut Hookah Lounge, you know, I've been doing that now all month, pretty much. I'm on the entire month of September, and it's been very great, very great. And I'm glad to continue to grow with them and make some big moves. So first off, as I told y'all, we now starting Fridays this week. So now we'll be there on Fridays and Saturdays. So I'm excited about that already. But the big news is starting this Friday, we will have in the building 97.9 The Beat. Yes, 97.9 The Beat will be in the building starting this week. I'm so excited about it. Y'all know, man, I'm a man that I try to work my ass off and try to put people in positions to be able to win, because it's one thing to win, but to have other people win with you, that's when it hits different. And so I'm excited that I get to share that and be able to do that. So on Friday, this Friday will be the first one for the Texas versus OU kickoff weekend party. So we will also, so not only do we have ads that are already on the air as we speak, we also have, we will have Big Bink from 97.9 will be in the building broadcasting live this Friday. Yes. It's a win, man. I appreciate everybody that supported, that believed in the vision of what's got going on. And I thank God for always keeping me grounded. And even when times is hard, still try to help push me and get me to bigger spots, bigger modes. So thank you, God, for keeping me grounded so much. So, yeah, that's one of the big things we got. So, yeah. Name?
Congratulations.
Appreciate it. So, yes, man, I'm excited. And speaking of excitement, we're going to get right into that thing. We'll get into the interview now because I believe that's my boy Mike Fresh on the switchboard right now. Mike Fresh, is that you right now, bro?
Yo, what's going on, man?
What's up? So let me give you a full intro before we start you. So those of y'all know.
Wow.
Hey, matter of fact, I'm Mike Fresh. Every time I say an accolade, now you got me going to start something. Every time I say accolade, right, I want you to give me a bow every time I do it. So here we go.
Let's go.
All right. So first off, his single that you must have been on the moon or Mars and not heard it, but even people on Mars heard it. It's called My Main. And I think it goes on, My Main Bitch of Beat a Bitch. So, bow. Is that correct, Mike Fresh?
Yes, sir. That would need a 2,000.
All right, so you don't know that song. I'm just playing a game. People might not know certain songs. We're just going through them. All right, you might know a song that tells ladies to throw their ass in a certain shape. You know, not a triangle, not a square. They tell them to throw it in a circle.
In a circular motion. Bow. Throw it in a circle. Absolutely.
If you don't know that, you know about the other one, which I think it's safe to say it's already on the track to go on gold. And shoot, we trying to aim for platinum this year.
We have passed up gold already. We finna be platinum when we make the first announcement. We can't come out and say gold. We got to come out and say platinum.
Woo, Lord, it's a new track. It's called Bounce When She Walks. I believe it got.
We were number one on TikTok.
Come on now.
Yeah, sir. We went number one on TikTok with that one this year.
Oh man, it's a lot going on. It's a lot of motion. So again, welcome to the show, everybody. My boy, Mike Fresh.
Hey, I really appreciate y'all. For having me on the show, man. I appreciate you, Sadie J, Mason Ducks, and I appreciate you as well, man. Every time I see you, you working, brother.
Man, I'm gonna tell you right now, I be working hard, but some people, because they don't know any better, they see her and they be, oh, she cute, oh, she bad, man, she got big old booty, but they don't be peeping that this girl, she got a movie coming out, and she's in a red carpet for the movie, excuse me, let me make sure I put some respect on that, doing a red carpet for the movie in February, she got her own fashion brand. Wow,
she got a brand. Congratulations on that.
Well, I'm speaking to
Thank you, Nate.
Nate, we say a fashion brand because at the rate you're going, let's look at this. She got the makeup. She got the eyelashes. Nate, we speaking to existence. It's going to be a fashion brand. I can't just brand no more. Every time I turn my head, you got some new motion going on. So, Nate, don't. Hey, toot your home because you probably gonna be in the house of fashion house not too long.
You know I'm humble. You know I'm real humble.
That's why I toot your home for you. That's what I'm here for.
Welcome to Life After Dusk, Mike Fresh.
I didn't warn you, Mike Fresh. So this is a very raw, uncut show. You never know what's gonna come out of our mouth. We say some very nice Disney friendly things, but we also say some stuff that you got to go to Stars and Showtime. It can't be on Disney, so it just depends
on
what the mode is.
I'm with it. I'm with it all. You already know how I'm coming.
Okay, don't be scared now.
So for those who don't know, I've never had the pleasure of knowing exactly who you are, even after we name out those accolades. First off, how did you even get started into the music industry?
So originally I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, and I want to say I got like a musical background, like playing instruments and just music all around me, being from New Orleans, jazz and marching bands and stuff like that. And I'm related to Mystical, so, before I even came on the scene, I had to watch my cousin on TV, Shake It Fast, Watch Yourself, and Danger, and you know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff. So I think that kind of like, that was before. So when I come out here for work after Hurricane Katrina, a couple years after, that's actually when I started my rap career. So I was living in Fort Worth, Texas when I started rapping. But that's I'm from New Orleans, so I got all the game and all the musical stuff from New Orleans, but I actually put it to use when I was living in Texas. I was in high school playing ball. I got put out the basketball team. Shit, that was the beginning of rapping. I had to find me something else to do, bro.
You know what's funny? It's crazy, Brina, because I didn't get kicked out the basketball team. I just, for lack of a better word, I went to the tryout. I was like, you know, I'm bored. I'm be playing all these sports. I went in and I missed a layup. That was the last time I did anything with high school basketball. And that was the tryout. I was like, nah. Go ahead and stick to football, brother. Don't even do that to yourself.
Yeah, but I had a fight, man.
Oh, not a fight. Oh, okay. Wait. You say you had to fight. Did you win the fight?
Yeah, I won the fight.
Okay, because I was about to say, man.
To be honest with you, it wasn't even no fight. I really did hit somebody in their shit.
Oh, man. You got somebody out here crying? Oh, nah, not like that.
Yeah, nah, I win somebody's shit. He was fucking with me. I had to go in his shit.
Nah, I've been there. I understand. Sometimes you got to make an example out of one person just so they know.
Yeah. I wonder where he at, what he doing right now. Like, if he see me, like, oh, man, look, that's the rapper. That nigga hit me in my shit in high school.
that's the rapper dude, man. He hit my shit.
He hit hard. I still got a score on my knuckle from that shit.
Oh, man, that's funny as hell. And I never heard this story, so I'm talking about this, Dad. Put a bookmark.
Yeah,
right there.
I probably ain't even told that one. I don't think I told that one.
See, that's, you know what's crazy? That's one thing about this show. We have a way of getting things out of people. We're not even trying. We'll get it out of you.
Yeah, it's genuine, bro. You know, I fucking too, man. It's genuine right here.
So, it don't feel like
an interview. It feel like a conversation.
Man, somebody gets it. What's the point? See, you know what? Now you gave up the secret of the show. Now everybody knows. Now they're gonna go take notes and try to do it now. But that's the whole point of the show. Like we ask you some questions. We more so try to make it where it's more like a conversation. Like it's boring to go, oh right, hello today. Here's my first. Like I'm not Ted Couple. I'm not trying to be able to tag a couple stuff like this Dateline, and I'm sitting here. Yeah, I like it to be natural, and like you said, you kind of explains like why you do the bows, because that's that stuff that y'all doing like New Orleans, man. That New Orleans flavor is going through the entire industry, no matter the music. Like that being said, what's your take on people? Because I remember at one point in time, bro, there are people they was hating on New Orleans music. Like when I used to play bounce like in the beginning, like my freshman, sophomore year of college, and some people were like, why are you playing this? I don't want to hear this. And now that's all they want to hear is bounce. Like, how do you feel about that shift change happening in the way people are presenting music to us now?
Man, I love the fact that it's getting brought to like a mainstream worldwide stage, because like at first it was just some New Orleans stuff. Like that's really how we listen to our music. Like I don't know if you ever been out there or not, but like the radio on down to the club, on down to the chick riding in her car, on down to the kids on their phones, we gotta have a New Orleans bounce flavor to all the R&B songs, all the songs. Like it's gonna be bounce.
Exactly. It's some songs like I can't, like when I hear them, it's like if I hear the regular version, it's like I want to hear the bounce version, like that which one? It's that SWV song. It's really not about me.
It's really not about you.
When that bounce, that brown beat come on, all right. You know what, y'all see? Y'all not ready for that. Some of y'all like, oh Lord.
I've been working on some bounce records, man. I got some on the tuck.
So basically you tell me you've been holding out, because I'm telling you, I didn't list a bunch of stuff, and you trying to hold out on me. Lord, Lord, Lord. But
nah, yeah, I'm definitely holding out, because I got a bunch of them. I've been doing them over the years. I think when it comes to that, I don't know if I'm being a perfectionist. I usually just put that shit out, but that's my hometown, and, like, it's definitely, like, I really been out here so long, I want to make sure it's the real thing, and it's accepted by them and shit. And, you know, like I said, I want to make sure it's the real thing. Like, I've been out here so long, you know, a lot of people will tell me my accent. Well, my people in New Orleans will tell me my accent gone, but people from Texas be like, nigga, you from, I can tell you from New Orleans. But
I'll be hearing it right away.
I'm just trying to make sure it's original and it's real. They be feeling like people be stealing it. I don't want them to think I'm somebody that's from out the mix that's stealing. I'm actually from in the mix. I just been gone. And I always come back, too.
How often do you go out there?
Every year, a few times a year, but at least once. Because, like, I always go to Mardi Gras. And then, like, I just went this year because I had a family member pass. But, like, any reason, I got to go home. Like, whether it's holidays or just certain type of stuff, I got to go home, bro.
Exactly, because you got to stay grounded. Like, I understand, like, because I'm originally from Jersey. And so that connection of either going up to Jersey or New York is, like, a imperative thing to try to do at least once a year or at least every other year. Because it help you keep that flavor. Like, I understand, like, you said, you're talking about my accent to the right. Until you make me mad, that's when that one side come out, and I'm like, all right.
It's going to come out, yeah.
I started talking, and I was, they're like, oh, dang, he's straight from there. All right, so, yeah. So,
I probably would never go home if all my family went there.
Yeah, you're going to continue, because they're pretty much bringing it back. You promised me right there that I'm giving to you straight there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Nay, I'm gonna throw it over to Nay, because Nay, she be sneaking stuff in, so I'm letting Nay do. What you got for my boy?
Hey, again, I'm Nay Production. Nice to have you here.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Of course, great. So, I'm going to ask a few questions. And let's say it's going to be some questions that can probably help other artists, right?
Okay.
And it can probably motivate them as well. So I'm going to ask you, what motivates you to keep pushing forward and innovating in your field? You know, because things change over the years when it comes to rap music, right? Because
now
the internet have became a major place, right? At first, the internet wasn't out like that. People wasn't, you know, you had MySpace a little bit, but it wasn't major, really, how society make it today.
Right. See, the internet, it's a gift and a curse, but what keeps me motivated, it's a lot of different things that keep me motivated. Like, the main thing is, like, you know, I got family and people that depend on me and stuff, so that's the main thing. I got to keep going for them, or, like, this music stuff is all I got, so I got to keep going, you know? And, like, as far as the internet thing goes, like, it took a lot of people out the game, but, like, it's like back in the day when you can put out flyers, or you had to press up a certain amount of CDs to sell a certain amount of CDs. But now everything is at the click of a button. Like, you can touch 10,000 or thousands of people from your cell phone versus back in the day, you couldn't touch thousands of people unless you printed up thousands of stuff and some extra thousands, because a lot of people going to throw your shit. But at the same time, the internet is, you got to use it for the positive instead of the negative. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can dig that.
For sure.
I respect that. So, with you being in the industry for a while, right, Mm-hmm. What can you say are some of the challenges you faced on your journey in the industry?
Having to adapt, like the music game changed every few years, the players change every few years, so mm-hmm. you have to adapt. Like, you know, the songs that I had that was hot years and years ago, they're still hot, but when we dropped them, it was years and years ago. So like, it's a whole new wave. It's a whole new wave of artists. So I had to drop some new music to let people know, all right, I'm still here. Or, okay, not just bringing up the old music, bringing up the new music. Like, because mm-hmm. a lot of people used to ask me, like, man, when you drop some new shit? Like, yo, shit live. I'm always focused on music, your old music, but now we come with new shit. Like, for years yeah. and years, that was the thing because the music was so big back then. It was kind of hard to top that shit. But I just always knew it was going to happen.
Okay, for sure. Because every day the world changed from when we grew up. Because I did used to listen to your song. Like, I did some twerk videos to throw the ass and surf. You know, I like
yes,
to shake
love.
My ass sometimes. But,
amen.
But I was going to say, I'm also an R&B girl. Like, I like, you
okay.
know, to shake my ass. You know, I like twerk music and stuff like that. So would you ever tap into the R&B side of things? Like,
absolutely. Like, I actually have, like, some R&B music. They more underground. Like, they're not as big as those records. But, like, certain people that's really fans of me, they know, like, see, I got a big female fan base, so I got the slow songs and the R&Bs and the, like, I had that shit before I had the hit records. Like, that's what I was known
okay.
for. So, like, all my music appealed to women. So, my first hit song, it was called Control. It was an R&B song, and it had a singing on the hook. It was saying, take control of me. And, like, that's how I came in.
Okay, for sure. I can dig that. Since we're talking about R&B, you know, and sex music and stuff, Control Me.
Right.
Where's the craziest place you ever had sex at?
That's a good question. That's a great question. At the Galleria, though.
What?
Galleria.
Yeah, at the Galleria Mall in Dallas.
Okay,
I know where the gallery of Mall Dallas.
Yeah,
so
and like it was
room?
Like as you walking out, it's like a big old mirror where you could see yourself. But it was
wow.
like a room where wasn't nobody there, so I just stopped it. I just did it right there.
Oh,
pulled
Lord.
The phone
okay.
out and everything. I took a picture, video.
Wow. Wow. Interesting.
Not the gallery is crazy. Not after you checked out of Nordstrom. What is going on?
Absolutely.
That's too funny.
Oh, my God. And Nate, if you know, the Galleria is one of the bougiest malls in Dallas. So to hear that is hilarious.
Nah,
that
for real.
Is funny.
It was live.
I
didn't even initiate it. I was just walking through the mall. I was with somebody, and she seen the mirror. It was like, oh, man, hold on. Put your phone out. And, you know, she did whatever she did on in the mirror. It just went like that. We
and
stopped when we seen somebody
she
coming, won't. But we did that, though. We did that.
Wow, man.
Wow. That's funny. That's
that was
funny.
A good question, though. Y'all get exclusive for real.
We told you, we said it's going to be Disney, but eventually it's going to get in the Star Showdown.
I ask that question to each guest, and some people, you know, they're modest, but I'm going to ask every person, like, because I'm Nate Seduction, heavy on the seduction, so I'm going to ask certain questions that some people, you know, scared to ask.
I can dig it.
But,
and we get some crazy you should hear the answers, man. It's been some crazy answers to that question.
Yeah, it'd be some interesting answers.
Hey, y'all
sure.
gotta do a compilation and put all the answers together and play them all together.
Teddy, that's a good idea.
I know. Why have I not? I feel as creative as I am. Why have I not done that? All right,
that's a good idea.
That would be funny.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well,
They're going to be the top of the
place
list.
Is church. Mine is church.
You did it at church? Praise
yeah.
the Lord.
It was with a girl, but we did some sexual things in the bathroom at church.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Not praise the Lord. The Lord got me right back after that. I got on punishment that same day.
Was it worth it, though?
Fast.
I mean, it was worth it.
Was it worth it?
It was definitely worth it, for sure.
Worth it. That's all that matters.
Her head game was top tier, so, yeah, it was
yes,
worth
Lord.
It.
No, not you saying her head game had anointing. Oh, no.
It had anointing, for sure.
That's live.
That's
I thought I was live with the gallery. Church is live.
That's why I laughed. Gary said, "Don, wait till she say what she say. You gonna be like, what?"
It was the bathroom, though.
Hey, that's still church.
Yeah, you're right.
That's the church house. That's live.
Right.
You go home.
Oh well, God forgave me for that.
I was so he put that here for us. He wasn't tripping on that.
Yes.
Yeah, he been. He's still been blessed. So there you go.
So I'm going to ask this question because you're a rapper, right? And you're in the industry. Right. You deal with, I'm sure you deal with women and stuff like that. So
for sure.
How have the industry impacted your intimate relationships with women when it comes to your relationships?
That is a great question, too. I mean, but so honestly, like I was a likable dude before the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I can't just sit here and say, I was a likable dude before the music. I can't just sit here and say it changed. But with the main difference I can point out, women used to want to be with me. Before the music, women used to want to be with me. But I couldn't really get no woman to, like, you know, do the nasty or nothing. Or, like, you know, I was just the one they wanted to talk to and go on a date with, and they might go do the nasty with somebody else. You feel me?
Right.
Once I start doing music and becoming who I was, don't nobody want to be with me for real. They going to have their little boyfriends and stuff, but they trying to see what that's about. Like, it switched.
Wow.
They trying to see what it's here for.
That's crazy.
But the women, like, you know, they was always there. I'm not one of them dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I'm glad that you know, that couldn't get no play before the music.
So what's your zodiac?
I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
I'm a Capricorn. And see, I feel like the more buzz I got, the more I kind of slowed down. Like, I was a wild young dude, like, linking up and doing all kind of, I done did everything that could be done, but the older I got, I started being more careful and just, I don't know, you know, people start pulling out their phones more and just, I don't know, I stopped touching people for real.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't be with all that.
You ain't wrong.
Shit, I'm gonna be like how Drake be. You gotta turn your phone in before you walk in the door.
Hey, nah, look though, I'm selective with who I deal with. So now, 9 times out of 10, if somebody walking through that door, they ain't gonna pull their phone out. Like, I ain't never made nobody put their phone up or turn their phone in. I just be.
I know me either, but that is funny to think about that.
Yeah, like, I'm just selective who I deal with. I don't even want to be around nobody I got to do that shit with. Like, imagine me going somewhere and somebody be like, yeah, give me your phone. Like, what the fuck?
You know what's crazy?
I got to do that.
You know what's crazy is that, so I used to date somebody that's in the industry. I used to date one of his friends, right? And the first time we hung out, I think it was like 3-some in the morning. Like, we went to the person that's in the industry house. He wasn't there or whatever, but... you know, he let his day ones come over his house and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked for our phones. They asked for our phones. And we have left, though, because of that. Like, look, like, that's weird as hell. Like, why we got to get, like, you're not about to record this man's house? But as we, me and him got deeper with dealing with each other, and I've been around this person that's in the industry, he had got us an Airbnb in Miami, like a mansion, but that time, nobody asked for my phone or whatever, but I don't know if they thought the other girls was groupies or I don't know, but that was so, that was weird, though, that they asked. I'm like, what the hell?
Like, I done heard of that. I done seen it before, but like I said, that's how the million niggas getting down. Like, I ain't even, if I was, me being a rapper, I ain't let my partners bring no women to my shit, and then if I'm not the rapper, I'm probably not bringing no woman to the rapper shit. Like, that's just how that go. We ain't got to take no phones because we ain't doing none of that.
Yeah. That was odd, though, because I've dealt with men in the industry, but that was the first time that shit ever happened. Like, what the hell?
Niggas
like, hold
trust
on
women.
Now. It's not that serious.
Niggas will trust anybody to act like they don't trust nobody. Like, nah, nigga, you
right.
too late now.
Right,
don't
because you taking my
phone.
Phone
now. We in the house now, nigga.
Right.
Exactly. You taking my phone, but you don't even know if I have a gun in my purse, but you taking my phone.
We can do whatever we want to do. We in this bitch now. You trying to take phones and shit.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's interesting you said that because that definitely happened to me and some girls I was with before.
So I got a question for you. As far as, like, knowing, like, because knowing that you have a hit, how do you know that you have a hit? Because that's always the magic sauce you want to know. Like, how do you know that your song is going to be a hit?
The people let you know you got a hit. Like, honestly, you can like your own song as much as you want to. But if the people ain't telling you, bitch, you got a hit, then I don't know. Maybe it's something need to be worked on. But, like, even with myself, like, I ain't gonna lie, nigga, I think I'm hard as a motherfucker. And I like everything I do. But, like I said, it's up to the people. Like my main blew up, Circle blew up, and, like, all the music I was putting out between that and right now, Bounce When She Walking Good to me is doing pretty good. But all the music in between, if I may thought they was hit, shit, the people was, shit, the people say something with this in my nigga.
It took all that time,
and I ain't gonna even say something was missing because, like, some of that old shit might creep back up. Like, I see what's going on with the game. Like, people will hear some old shit, I gotta be like, and think it's new. So, it's
yeah,
like,
that drives
you know,
me nuts like crazy. That like
okay,
definitely people like Missy, because that happens to people like Missy Elliott and stuff. I'll be seeing that, like, that people be like, oh my god, like. When she was at the Super Bowl,
uh-huh.
fake people be acting like it's brand new music. I'm like, man, this song is old as hell.
That's what I'm saying. That type of shit. So like, this is the music game different now. Like, ain't no such thing as old and new music, especially if everybody ain't heard it. If your shit ain't gold and platinum, nigga, ain't nobody heard that shit. That shit ain't old.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And if you ain't getting $50,000 for a show, you still an upcoming artist.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of people need to hear that.
You know what I'm saying? You still trying to make if you ain't getting $50,000 a show.
And man, I think that's right there. That right there might be, yeah, we got to, man, bookmark that one. A lot of people not ready to hear that because, like you said, I see that all the time with people. They think that, oh, yeah, man, shoot. Oh, man, I'm over here. I'm performing that at the Yup. I'm just making something up. But it's like people who, this is how I gauge it. And even necessarily the money part, too, is when you can go to a random market. And they singing your song word for word. That's what I feel like the effect happens.
But look, Sadie, I can do that, but I ain't getting 50.
Yeah, I mean, you need to be getting that 50 years, bro. If you ever seen a show by Mike Fresh, you understand. That 50, I mean, I could, I feel like I'm just, you know, that because that's a good friend of mine. I'm saying, but I'm telling you, looking at it from a performance standpoint and musically and how it being set, you understand. Like, I've seen some of y'all that are making 50,000. I ain't really put on the show, but you didn't hear that from me.
Yeah. Nah, real talk. And then, look, you know, this 10-plus years of doing book shows, so even if you want to say on a large scale, like, niggas done made hundreds of thousands performing, so I could put myself in that category if I want to, but I'm going to still take myself out and say 50 a show. You still...
Because you're humble, yeah.
Yeah, and that's
and
that's
never
what
be content.
Me humble.
Don't
that's
be
what
content.
Keep me grounded, too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'm that nigga because of these accomplishments. I still got a lot of work to do.
Exactly.
Everybody else could feel like that, or that just let me know they get the big head quick. But hell nah, man, you gotta keep working. It's levels to this shit.
Because some people
niggas
they'll
with
get you
feel,
hurt.
Feel broke to niggas with billions.
Yeah, because these all because you can't be content. Some people are complacent. I don't do that. I was talking to someone and they were like, oh man, you doing this, that, and the third. I'm like, yeah, that's great, but I'm trying to get to this level now. You gotta always be hungry, but
yeah. And then enjoy the process and enjoy the ride. I mean, you ain't saying be, you know, not to be grateful, but keep striving.
Yes, I don't know. It's probably the because that's how athletes think. It's the athlete in me. We always are striving to do better, 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 better.
Absolutely. Well, wait, where you at, Nate? I need some more of these spicy questions.
Mm-hmm. And we got a caller, too, so I'm going to bring the caller in a second as well, too.
Not you need some spicy questions.
I know, you know what's so funny, Nate? Some people they be running.
Up a little bit.
Some people be scared. They be running from the... They,
okay.
Like, see, that's that category.
Okay, well, you gave me the green light. So how many women have you had sex with?
Whoa!
Hey, that's not a. I don't know the answer to that. But let me try to. Let me see. I'm gonna say about 28.
Okay.
About 28.
What other?
I'm 28 years old too.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Man, motherfucker, you lying, talking about something.
Damn, what? Hold on, question. Are you saying he lied? Which direction are you going with this? Are you saying he lied? That, which way are you going with that? That's what we need to wonder, what she's doing right there.
The number of women.
Are you
lying?
Saying
I'm
less
high,
or higher?
You don't think I hit that many?
Huh?
That's too high. You don't think I hit that meeting?
I mean, that's too low.
Whoa.
That's too low.
She's feeling too damn,
you
man.
You got to multiply
you
it.
Think I'm,
you got to multiply
you think
it by
you gotta,
six.
You think I'm slanging that
ain't nobody got time for that.
Hey, look.
You
got to
multiply
ask me
it
how
by
many,
six.
Hey, ask me how many kids I got.
Zero.
You feel me? So bring my multiplication number down a little bit.
You're just careful.
Careful?
I mean, careful. You feel me?
Yeah,
I'm careful. Careful
away.
With who I fuck with. That's why it ain't that number ain't high.
Mm-hmm.
So would you say you're a lover boy or you're a dog?
I'm not a lover boy or a dog. Can we add a third one?
It's just one of the other.
Damn, one of
huh?
the other. God damn.
It's just one of the other.
Because look, though, I don't like being, like, I'm not really no lover boy because I don't like being bothered like that. I be in my own little vibe, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not a dog neither, like, I really believe it. Like, I don't be trying to waste the women's time like that. Like, that's why my number's so low. Like, I don't want to lead you on. I don't want to make you fall in love, and I don't want to play with you neither. So it's like, shit, I'm gonna leave. You know, I can look, but I can't touch. Or nah, you can look, but you can't touch.
Okay.
That's how I be treating women.
Okay, respect.
And then let me add this.
He's speaking some game, because y'all people always try to portray that men just be out here acting crazy, but we can tease y'all just like y'all can tease us.
And let me add this too. Let me add this. So even these 28, with these 28, I learned something with these 28.
Mm-hmm.
A woman could be like head over heels about you, or just even fan mode, or just however she feel. Like, oh, I love Mike Fresh. I'm talking about scream when you see me type of shit, right? Soon as I give you my number, that scream might be, you might not even scream no more. It's like, oh, that's my boy Mike. I be texting him. You know what I'm saying? You don't even scream no more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then it go down and down. Like, I stick that thing in you. Now it's just not the same. So, like, if I just went hit thousands of women, I'd have lost thousands of screams. So when I walk in the building, the women still scream, and I want that. That's why I don't be trying to, you know, I'm every woman I hit, she ain't gonna scream no more when she see me.
All right, that's
gonna say, oh, that's just
that's
Mike.
Incredible.
Oh, look at
right
Mike. Oh, look at Mike. He think he all that.
Okay,
that
I get it.
That's incredible. That's incredible.
I get it.
The more you
but
see
I'm
with the less
real
things
with
you.
I'm going to keep it real with you.
Betty worked at the club. So he worked at King Tut, but before that, he was working at Exquisite, and the club where all the women was at, where I go perform at, and I get these reactions, and he ain't heard nothing about me messing with none of these women. Some of them be fine.
Shit.
They be all in my meat, all in my face. He ain't heard nothing. I keep it how I keep it. That because every time,
okay.
They booked me 2, 3, 4 times, and every time they booked me, what them girls do when they see me, say today.
Extreme. He still got the same
okay,
one. I see some of the same ones that be out there, bow, bow.
They going
to
come see me
so.
Every time because they feel
yep.
a fan because I didn't do that.
Yep. And I did the math, by the way, because I like to do math. So I did I said, let me do this. When a person tells you the number, and so you like, I like to start from the time that like most people. Let's say you started at 18. We just throw it out there like that. That means that he would have slept with about 2 chicks a year, on average, if you go by that. And pretty much that means every so yeah, it's not bad if you're single. Yes.
Hey, but look, that's on average, but. I did most of that shit in my teenage.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying.
To like 18, early 20s. By the time I'm 20 through 28, I'm damn near, it's two, three girls in them 8 years that I'm just really, you know what I'm saying? Dealing with
exactly.
on that level
okay.
or sticking my thing in.
Yeah,
I don't
withdraw, yeah.
But that's why I'm saying, like, man, I'd rather, like, that shit feel like sex when I go do these shows and they screaming my shit word for word, or they can fuck with me on a fan level because I don't do all that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I definitely get it. But if she a real one, she gonna have that same energy.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. But look, it's crazy because it's like I don't even call them like little fans or none of that. It's like I damn near it's like they my little girlfriend. Like I go do these shows all over and I meet these women that's fans of me and I take pictures with them and I flirt with them and the best thing is that I don't get them my number. I don't deal with them in real life. So they got to come see me when they get to come see me.
Facts.
Yep.
Facts. Okay. Not accessible. Okay.
that type of shit.
All right, so I'm gonna see.
That creates the women that like, man, I'm finna get this nigga business. I don't give a fuck. He act like he gonna play hard up and shit. I'm finna get this nigga business.
Exactly. I'm about to bring. I got a call in the air. I'm bring my caller in the air. What's up, P Buck? What's up? I see you. What's good, bruh?
What up?
What, man? You on the air? You on Life at Dusk Live? Your boy Teddy J, Nate Seduction. We got a special guest, Mike Fresh. Oh, you got
I'm
any
on the
questions
air?
Or anything you want to say? Yeah, you on the air? Crazy.
I'm on the air.
I can't do it today. I'm not gonna do it today.
Y'all be going in. She went from when the last time you dropped R&B songs to where the craziest place you smashed somebody in. I was like, man, that's crazy. You set it up. He said, so you play the R. Kelly and then you go straight into smashing in the galleria. That's the setup right there. She was saying, like, you do some R&B songs to get you to the move so you can get it on wherever you at.
She gonna spice it up, huh?
Hey, Nate does like to cook, so she does like she put the little she cooked and she then eventually as she started cooking and started putting some seasoning, she started putting the spice in there. That's how she do it. She asks
and I deliver. So
oh my god.
You gotta be careful what you ask for.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Navy having the energy, you ready to go. You're messing with it. But people, you got something you want to ask him?
Man, I'm gonna say that good to me is a banger. That must go hard right there.
Appreciate that, but I really
you fitting on that bad boy right
now. Yeah, hey look, I ain't gonna lie, I made that song, bro, because I was trying to challenge myself like I made a lot of live music. I made a lot of club music. I made a lot of people dance. I made a lot of people twerk. I wanted to challenge myself to see if I could touch people's soul, bro.
Yeah.
You got a choir in the background helping.
I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate it. I'm glad.
That one's going to be in rotation.
Appreciate it, bro. I ain't think people was going to accept it from me because, you know, they used to the club shit and the dance shit.
But if you look at it, bro, it's not weird because accepted. Lil Baby. When Lil Baby put We Win out, hey, that We Win went hard. And we used to him getting us lit, so it only makes sense that the same way that worked for him works for you. Because it give us a balance, let us know we can get lit, but then we can be inspired at the same time, so.
Absolutely. Man, I'm just glad motherfuckers give them. You said what?
I was going to say, honestly, you have to step out on faith and do something different and see what type of reaction that you're going to get, right? Because God is never going to let you fail.
Yeah, people love that track, too. I saw a blog post that said, is this going to be the next hit record out of Dallas? And I was like, whoa.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Like, the feedback different. It's like, people like, man, it's the best song I heard this year, and it touched my soul, and, man, it's made me cry. It's like, I'm getting that type of feedback. I'm like, damn, for real? Y'all fucking with it like that?
Yeah, because I think people be forgetting, like, even when people make crunk songs and stuff, it be people spitting. Hell, Jay-Z had been on some crunk songs, and he was spitting. I think people forget that, so. I think, like you said, good to me is perfect for that reason because now people are, that song makes you really pay attention to you, to your flow, your lyrics, all that. It's like, that you've always had that. It's just now that song highlights that even more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, put me in that zone of watching a movie. Like,
yeah.
When you rapping, I'm seeing the scene and everything you talking about like it's a movie scene.
Yeah. Man, that movement placement would be crazy.
Hey, man.
I know.
Yeah, Corey. Corey was the last person doing placements in Dallas, man. We got kicked down our door. He was doing placements now.
For sure.
Exactly.
For sure, that.
So, yeah, it's people out here that's doing movies that be needing music. Oh, man. But yes, nonetheless, man, I have a few more questions for you, and then I'm going to have you actually introduce a song that, you know, we ain't going to say gold, and we're not running past gold. But it's getting ready. It's on the way of being platinum. We're going to introduce that in a moment. But
yeah, we had 139 million streams, so we need 11 more million to be platinum.
Go up.
So that being said, man, one of the three questions I have for you, before we get into it, one is, like, outside of the music, like, what would you say is your talent that most people are tend to flock to most?
You say outside of music, what's my what?
What's your talent that most people are starting to flock to now?
My talent?
Yeah, what talent? Like, for instance, I've seen... Like you've been kind of tapping into the fashion a little bit. Like you, I got my own motion. I was like that.
Oh, yeah,
right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, the clothing line.
Yes.
So yeah, so to answer that question, man, I don't know if you've seen that I was into growing.
I don't know. I see that's news to me.
Oh, yes, I'm gonna show you because I was posting my journey for a minute. I had kind of stopped doing it because it had a lot of people hit me up about it, and I ain't want that attention. I ain't want that, but I was growing, man. I was growing the smoke.
Yeah, you know, that's crazy. Cause my
the people that got a chance to see it and deal with it. That's one of my newfound talents, man. Growing.
It's a lot you got doing that too. It's a whole lot of
yeah that stuff like raising a kid, man.
Like a lot of people, they just think about the final product and like, oh, okay, but nah, it's that getting it to being whatever. Because it then it's on a whole nother, me and you be here all day talking about this. It's on a whole nother level with what everything can be used for. So it can be used to. For like construction materials and stuff and clothes, we here all day. I want to bore y'all with that.
Right now, for sure.
It's so much money.
Yeah, now that the growing thing definitely that's big for me. And the clothes, that's huge. I ain't gonna skip over the thing. God, I got my own motion because as soon as I started posting that stuff, everybody wanted it.
Yeah, I like the message. Like, it's funny because I kind of said that about myself. Like, and I'm gonna put it out there. Like, a lot of people. Oh man! Like before I started like adding all these other puzzle pieces, I wanted to see if I could pull stuff back off again and make that way. I didn't want to like basically like this. I didn't want to feel like I wasn't gonna be I was going to be complimenting somebody else. If somebody else,
right.
I want to be making sure that, okay, am I still at that level? And then once I was at that level, then bring other people in because now I know, like, bam, I can make a lot happen. So, definitely.
For sure. When you know, you got to know your worth.
Yes, sir. All right, so what I want you to do, can you introduce this song that is – getting ready to go platinum. We speaking to existence. Let everybody know about this song that
oh,
I
yes,
like.
Sir,
cause
yes,
there's a
sir.
Part of the song that I get lit when I hear a certain part of the song. but yes, let them know about the
I'm a big boogie in that bed. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, man. Hey, Bounce When She Walk. Oh Boy, Prince featuring Mike Fresh, myself, C4S. Shout out to the OC4S, man. TikTok, we viral. Number one on TikTok. It bounced when she walked. Bow.
And my first, before we go into this track, also, can you please let everybody know how to follow you so that they can keep up what's going on? And then after
yes,
this,
sir.
Y'all, we'll be going to Seduction 101 and then Crickets of the Week and How's That the Chronicles and bam. So let them know, my first, how can we follow you?
follow me on all platforms, MYK Fresh, Mike Fresh, MYK Fresh. Appreciate y'all for having me, and I'm tapped in, man. I'm tapped in. We ain't going nowhere. I'm going to be listening.
All right. Yeah, because Seduction on one, and House of the Chronicles is the new one. Like, it might overtake Crickets of the Week now. All right, we'll be back, y'all. Y'all to Life After Dusk Live, your boy Seti J and your girl
Nay's Production.
Alright y'all, so that was, shout out to Mike Fresh, great interview. I just posted some on Instagram where I was talking about, and they let me know if I'm wrong, what I'm about to say, but I feel like it's safe to say, is it me or has this season, which is, we just started this season, and this season the interviews has been perfect. That's a crazy word to use, but it's been perfect. Like, the guests, y'all been entertaining as hell. It just been like, man, the energy that y'all had when y'all came into the air has just been like electrifying. Am I making things up, Nay, or am I on point?
No, you're definitely on point.
And it's like, Nay's production, because Nay's been, I don't know. I think it might be because Nate been producing heavy this season. I think it's the Nate producing. I think it's the producer and Nate. That's, you know, give you your credit where it's due. I think it's the producer Nate this year.
What I produce?
I mean, I'm because Nate be at the modest. Nate been, she been helping behind the scenes do a lot. She been doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff this season so far, and it's been like, it's dope. She be thinking it'd be little, but it'd be some big shit she's been doing. So I'm going to let Nate stop doing that game she's doing where she don't give herself enough credit. Nate, you pop your shit. You doing your thing. I'll let you know that.
Thank you. Thank you, Steady.
So speaking of which, Nate, can you go ahead and give us a little bit of that Seduction 101, what you got for this episode, Seduction 101.
Okay, so for Seduction 101, we're going to be doing part two on spicing up your relationship, exploring new adventures of sexual intimacy. So on the last episode, we did the first five. So now we're going to do the last five, okay? Because it was a total of 10. So number six is prioritizing foreplay, right? Foreplay is often underrated, but plays a crucial role in sexual satisfaction, right? Because men, you know, they think you're just supposed to be automatically wet or something. Like, I don't know what be wrong with me. They think your pussy supposed to be up. No, you have to foreplay, okay? You have to get her there. So spend time exploring each other's bodies and engaging in extended foreplay to build up that anticipation, right? Because building anticipation can lead to more intense and satisfying experiences, okay? Foreplay, remember that.
All right, I'm taking notes.
Number seven, try new things together. So engaging in new activities together can enhance your emotional connection and bring excitement to your relationship. So consider taking up dance classes, cooking courses, or even trying a new sport together. So sharing these experiences can translate into heightened intimacy, right? Because when people hear intimacy, they just think sex, right? Intimacy don't have to just be sex. All right?
That's sex, yep.
Number eight, be playful and flirtatious. Treat her or him like y'all just first met, like y'all still dating each other. A lot of times, people stop doing what they was doing to get the person that they're with. So never underestimate the power of flirting. Keep the relationship playful. Keep it alive. Send flirty texts. Leave surprise notes for your partner. So maintaining a sense of playfulness can rekindle the initial attraction you had for each other. Okay? Look, stop doing this. Keep doing the same things you were doing to get this person. Number nine. Be present and mindful. So in today's fast-paced world, it's easy to be distracted during intimate moments, okay? People are always on their cell phone. Put the cell phone down. Put the cell phone down. Make an effort to be present and mindful during sex and during, you know, bonding and spending time with each other. Focus on the sensations, your partner's reactions, and the connection you share. This can lead to a deeper and more satisfying experience. Okay, guys, I'm giving y'all the tips. Seduction 101, y'all. I'm giving y'all the tips. Number 10, last but not least, seek professional help if needed, right? Don't think that you can fix everything on your own, okay? If you need to seek help, do that. If you're struggling with intimacy issues or a lack of sexual desire in your relationship, consider seeking the guidance of a professional therapist or a counselor. Nothing's wrong with speaking to a therapist, okay? Let's say this. Other races do it all the time, and they're not looked down upon for speaking to a therapist. It can be helpful. They can provide valuable insights and strategies tailored to your specific situation. So y'all know when y'all sick, y'all go to the doctor, right? That's the same thing. You're going to see a professional to fix the situation. So all in all, these steps can assist you with spicing up your intimacy in your relationship.
Well, she got to give you a hand in that, Nate. Another good job on that.
Thank you. You know, coming with the tips and the tricks, you know.
Hey, man, some of these females can listen to this, too. Like you said, do the stuff like it reminded me why I was talking to you in the first. Once you start not doing a lot of that, that's when I start, like you said, it just starts seeming like it's boring and stuff. And like, I think you said this in part one, is don't make it all about you. Make it about each other. Like, good Lord.
Yes.
Once it's all about you, the other person can be like, I don't know about this. Like, all
right. Right.
y'all gotta stop with that. Hey,
it's your birthday, so I'm gonna give you something.
Nah, don't just do it on my birthday now. That's that lame shit. Do that on non-birthday too. Do that on because it's Tuesday. Like, let's do it because it's Tuesday. Don't give me the great value stuff. Like, give me that Kirkland's finest. Shoot, give me the Kirkland's finest, man. Don't play with me. Don't give me the great value. Then your birthday come on. That's when they want to. Okay, nah. So yeah. Oh Lord, the hearing rose. Oh Lord. What you got to say, people?
Girl, let me be your therapy.
Oh, my God.
Sex therapy.
Oh, my God. you rose your hand because you wanted to throw that random ass.
Oh, wow.
I'm so done with him. I'm done. I'm done. I'm all the way done with you. But nah.
No, that was in my head the whole time.
I thought that hand rolls like I said. So I thought you had something to add to Nate's step today.
Yeah, what you said. You gotta go to therapy.
Yeah.
That's what my vocals do.
Some of them need hey, some of y'all need to go. He's ridiculous, right? What the hell? He got on his butt and had a whole song ready to go.
I was inspired by the top team.
Oh, my God damn it. What is wrong with you? Oh, my God. Okay, so while he on the play, okay. That being said, man, y'all, you know what time it is. It's hard me, dude. I'm gonna tell the truth, y'all. This season, introduce this new segment. It's hard to do Crickets of the Week anymore because I'll be ready to get to the next segment. And I know y'all do too. It's hard. It's so hard to do it. All right, so, yes. Let me go ahead and get my Cricket of the Week. Cricket of the Week. All right, so, I'm going to say something. And y'all know this show, man. It's like therapy. I pretty much here to talk about things that I kind of keep in. I don't talk about on social media. I talk about them on the show. And this is to people that go to the club and you end up in a fight. Make it make sense. So I'm gonna keep it cute a little bit. So basically, it was a group. They were there for a birthday. They wanted to be given the world. Now, I understand being given the world, but hell, you got to give back too. And so, yeah, they were already trying to be given the world. So if I give you the world, if I give you a piece of the world, that means I expect you to be an upstanding citizen, and I should be, you be the last person I worry about, right? Well, this is annoying. All of a sudden, people start drinking. They started wanting to, how you fighting your, this ain't random people you fighting. You fighting your own people. Fighting your own people. Like, y'all not being able to be stopped type fighting. Like, make that make sense. And what made me so mad was, it was some bad chicks in this fighting, too. Because it was one, she had this, her booty was like, the circumference of her booty was perfect. And, like, after they were fighting, and they were getting leaves in the car, she's shaking the ass out the window. I'm like, why didn't y'all not just do that instead of fighting? So I'm like, oh, like, why would you not? And he was just so fine. I was like, why you ain't just go throw your ass? Why y'all got to fight, man? Y'all fighting, y'all. Why y'all ain't wait till end of night, y'all went home, then y'all fought? Like, finish shaking the ass you was doing in that car on the way out, and we could have been good. But people who fight in the club, crickets, man, crickets. It's just not, it's especially if you pay money. I'm not paying good money to fight somebody. I'm going to try to find a way to defeat the situation as much as I can because I don't want to do no fighting. I just spend some money. F all that. So, yeah, so, again, that's my cricket of the week for this week.
Okay.
Man, nothing's more annoying, eh? Especially when it's a grown and sexy vibe. Why you come ruin the vibe? Like, that's weird. But anyways, man, we're on our last segment, which is House Daddy Chronicles. All right, so this week's House Daddy Chronicles. Okay, so let's see. Let's review. We talked about how the girls be dancing. We talked about that, right, Nate? We talked about hygiene, right, Nate?
Yeah, we did.
We did. All right, now we're gonna talk about decorum. We're gonna talk about decorum. What is the term this week? Name this week. The term is decorum. So, here's my thing. And I'm going to say, yeah, like I tell you this show, I'm going to say stuff that I be wanting to get out, I don't give it to you on social media. I make you come listen to the show because that's why I feel like I have value being able to talk about it. And, you know, it runs with the numbers. So I talk about it on here versus talking about on social media where y'all can control the narrative. On here, y'all can't spin it or however you want to. You can't beat some bitches. It's all right there for you, decorum. Okay, so basically, ladies, you got to know when and where to do stuff. And you got to do it. So I'm going to say something that you probably never heard on a podcast before. At least not unless it's a particular podcast, all they talk about. Some of y'all move weird. Like, And what did I mean by that? Nothing's more annoying than a chick who definitely be out there doing certain things, but they act like they're not doing certain things. Like, if you do, like, basically what I mean by that is, if you're going to go that route, don't be lazy about it. Because some of y'all be being real lazy and you really be shortchanging yourself, and you be, oh well, I don't really. And it's like, come on, I be peeping. Some of y'all be out here giving like community, trying to betray you and giving like community chest. But because you doing that, you be blocking yourself to get to the real money that people be trying to put you on, because you be acting weird. And so my thing is this: if you're gonna be on that type of level, that's what you want to do. And for those who talk about, want to know what the hell I'm talking about, read between the lines. If you're going to be turning some tricks and whatnot, make sure you do it. Do it with some decorum, man. Like, do it right. Like, if you're going to do it, do it. Like, don't sit here and fake the funk. Like, And especially, not just more annoying to see y'all do that, when you're on your Instagram and you got it in your bio, you got videos on your page where you are clearly talking about that's what you want to do. Hey, why are we sitting here faking the funk? Like, because y'all be trying to act like y'all be on the same level of people who put out OnlyFans. There's people who put out OnlyFans. There's people who literally be out there talking about, look at my menu. Moment you get to look at my menu level, ma'am, you are on a different type of level. And if you put out a menu, and sometimes you got to do a little DoorDash and deliver that menu. Because some people are not going to come to your restaurant. So you got to be ready to deliver that menu. And sometimes you got to put a little footwork to make people aware of this menu. Because everybody doesn't order through DoorDash. I'll let y'all figure out what that means on your own. But it's just annoying to watch, like, some people do that. Like, if you're going to be on that type of energy, then be real with yourself about it. Stop pretending, because what you're doing is you sit there and now you complaining like, I need someone to take care of my bills, and because you want to do it halfway. You don't do it. Like, I'm a person, wherever you choose to do in your life as far as talents and that you do, make sure everything that you're doing, make sure that you go hard at it. So you'll be doing certain stuff that you need, then that's on you. You need to stop pretending like you're not on that type of level. Because at the end of the day, y'all be trying to, it's like y'all roll the dice and y'all pick one random person you want to fake the funk for, pretend like you're not on that level. Because in the day, the truth's going to come to light, and it's going to be found out about that's the level you're on, and they're going to move a little bit different. And it's going to come back and bite you more because you just wasn't real to begin with. So if you're on a certain type of level and that's what you own, be real about it. You're actually going to end up putting yourself in a better position, because nobody can use something against you that you already beat them to the punch of proclaiming already. So if you do something, control the narrative and make sure that you jump on top of the narrative and go ahead and admit it and just stick and stand behind what you're doing and stop being fake about it. The people who are real about it, it sounds crazy, like saying this thing, but I at least give them credit for at least being real and not feeling like they're going to fake the funk. Because anyway, with the internet and everything else, we're going to find out. And people talk. So, and some of us know the signs. I know the sign. When I opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. I know when you're doing certain stuff. It's certain movements, it's ways you're moving. I just be wanting people to be honest about that. So this is just something that I watch constantly. So that's my House Daddy Chronicle of the week. I'm going to say the word, and I'm going to say this one time. If you're going to hoe, stop something like you're not hoeing. If something y'all be hoeing, and y'all be acting like it's not showing. But shoot, you don't be careful. Who you're hoeing with is going to end up growing. All right, I'll let y'all go. That's my House Daddy Chronicle of the week. Nay. What you got to say about this week? What you got to say?
You are funny. But you love it. They're discreet about it, I guess.
Nay, but they don't be acting discreet. They be on Instagram, damn near saying stuff. But then when the opportunity arrives, they be like, no. I'm peeping that about some of y'all. Y'all got to stop it. Because don't be coming to ask me, this goes back to why I was a House Hunting Chronicle. Don't be coming to me and ask me come say today when I didn't watch, and when I didn't see you do it a million times, you know, I ain't seen you, but I know that you did it a million times with people. And then all of a sudden today is the day. Like, I protect you, but be real about why I'm protecting you. Don't be on no fake shit.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, that's where it goes. That's where it comes back to what I'm talking about as far as how's that a problem. It comes back where it comes back to me is if you're gonna have me check on your own certain stuff, make sure that you are being consistent in energy, and that's not what you own. Because the moment you go to that, then I'm be like, all right, then why are you even putting yourself in that position to begin with? Like, that's weird.
All right.
But yeah, so that's my house, Daddy Chronicle. We got a few minutes left, Nate. You have anything you want to announce that's coming up that we need to be on the lookout for?
Yeah, I know. I just be like, stay tuned.
Ladies, get them eyelashes. You're gonna need your eye here looking. Mm.
Yes, Nate's Seduction Brand have released eyelashes. So y'all can go to www.nateseductionbrand.com. Go ahead and cop them.
Doesn't it have like instructions or something like that in there for them too, Nate? I think you said
care card instructions, how to care for your lashes and how to apply them.
I need y'all to listen to those two steps again. How to care for them and how to apply them. I need some of y'all to look at how to care for them and apply them. And some of y'all be all right. See, Nate,
a lot of people complain that their eyelashes are not lasting, and it's because they are not properly caring for them. So, if you follow these simple instructions with your eyelashes that you receive, they are guaranteed to last for up to 25 wears.
And stop putting them in random ass spots. Like, put them on the car dash is weird. Like, who does that? Oh my God. Mm-hmm. And then you put that back in your eye, you are ratchet. Like, get the hell out of here. Mm-mm-mm. Well, y'all know what I have coming up. Friday, again, remind y'all, Friday, our first Friday that we are doing, our Friday nights at King Tut Hookah Lounge. We'll be having 979 The Beat in the building. Shout out to Big Bink. Shout out to my boy Jack Frost. Shout out to Wayne in this thing coming in from Oklahoma. Shout out to DJ Dizzy Norm in the building. And then shout out to our opening DJ for this Friday. I think his name is DJ P-Buck. I think that's his name. Am I correct?
Yeah, boy.
So, yeah, shout out to DJ P-Buck. We go definitely have a good time on Friday, and then we come back at you on Saturday, King Tut Hookah Lounge. And we got a lot of birthdays this Saturday. Lord Jesus, man. Y'all turning up. It's, every time I look, it's another birthday. It's a bunch of birthdays. I see y'all Libras trying to pop y'all shit a little bit. So, again, y'all make sure y'all come to King Tut, whether you come on Friday or Saturday, or you come both days. Y'all rock with us, man. We gonna definitely turn you up. Shoot, man. We getting ready to end the show. Nay, remind them how they can follow you.
Yes, y'all can follow me at NAYY_seduction. If y'all ass don't know how to spell seduction, y'all ass don't need to be on social media. Of course, my business, Nay Seduction Brand, all one word, NAYY Seduction Brand. Or you can go to the website, www.nayseductionbrand.com. We do now have our own customer service number listed on our website, so you can text or call us for assistance. So, yeah.
She said the customer service line. Okay, Nate. Not customer service line.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you definitely, I was definitely showing up. So, yes, y'all.
Season coming up. Don't forget about that.
Lord. Oh, Lord. I feel like it's big photo shoot energy coming up. I know you. You can say stay tuned, but I know the vibes be letting me know. I know. But I already know it's coming up.
Stay tuned.
Y'all know how to follow me. Ceddy J Dusk, damn near everywhere. CEDDY, letter J DUSK. and you'll be able to find me. Man, we back on our home. I love being – I did a lot of different experiments of doing the show. They've been cool, but it's nothing like being back home because, man, y'all be having us have to do 10 million things. Hey, I'm going to say it like it is. Clubhouse, y'all be doing too much. Yeah, I've been trying to get some of these shows. I've been trying to put over here onto the archives. And y'all make it hard as hell. So, shout out to Clubhouse doing way too much. Good Lord, man, y'all been having to do too much. But, yeah, so I'm glad to be back. Blog Talk Radio. You know, I'll give credit where it is and let people know where I'm doing the show. And then y'all might be able to do the show at the same place, give y'all some tips. Definitely love because it's nothing better than have the switchboard and stuff back and all that. It's the switchboard is a lot better and people can call in. You ain't got Clubhouse make you do 10 million things to get to the damn show. I'm over that. So, yeah. I appreciate it. I appreciate the experiment, but, man, I can't experiment no more. Y'all give me a headache, man. So, definitely, again, everybody, thank you for tuning in. We ended the show. While I'm at it, P-Buck, how can they follow you, bro?
And you can follow P-Buck at MICPBUCC.
There you go. All right, child. We rolling out. Remind you, have we enough? Every show, remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or there's a...
Yes, there is a way.
Y'all tuned in to episode 4 of Life at Dusk Live, your boy Seti J and your girl. And Nate, what's that public service announcement we give everybody every freaking week?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
Hey, and that go back to my How's Daddy Chronicles of the Week segment. If you go hump, do it responsibly. All right, we out, y'all.
Peace. Peace.